So most of these mornings, I won't talk nearly as long as I talked this morning. There'll be a little reflection about an aspect of the instructions, and then we'll sit for quite a long, 45 minutes or so each morning. Today we'll have a shorter sitting, and then we'll get together in the afternoon. So let's sit together, and I'll offer a guided practice that orients you to in the sitting meditation, this style of practice. Saito Utejaniya emphasizes relaxation, and that's a great place to begin our sitting. And so in your posture, however you are, finding a posture that feels comfortable enough. And seeing if there can be some ease in how you're sitting. And perhaps the body can relax. It can be useful to, especially early in a period of practice, to do a kind of formal scanning through the body and checking in areas of the body, seeing if there can be softening and relaxing. So we'll do that for a couple minutes. Just taking in the experience of the head and face, and perhaps the muscles of the head and face can relax, soften the crown of the head, the forehead, around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. An area where we often hold a lot of tension. Just seeing if there can be a softening there. Relaxing the chest and upper back. The arms, the hands. Relaxing all those muscles around the rib cage. Maybe taking a deeper breath and noticing how that might stretch those muscles around the rib cage and how they can release on the out breath. A deeper breath can support body relaxation. Maybe another deeper breath. And letting the breathing return to normal. Maybe there can be a relaxation across the stomach and abdomen. Middle and lower back. The hips maybe can relax. Maybe even inside the hip socket can relax. And then the legs, the feet. We often think in relaxation of relaxing the muscles of the body. And there can also be a possibility of relaxing more deeply inside the body. Less often we explore this area, but perhaps maybe as I name these internal areas, you can notice whether they too can soften. Well, maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart, the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. This relaxation of body can support our mind to relax. And exploring that analogy Gill offers, as if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. As the body and mind relax to whatever extent they relax, curious at this point, are you aware? You've actually been aware, perhaps, of relaxing. And so just curious about that experience, aware. Not trying to look for it or figure it out, but just acknowledging awareness is here. And what is awareness naturally aware of in this moment? Perhaps the sound of my voice. Maybe body sensation. Pressure, coolness, or heat. Maybe the breath. Relax and see what's received. In a very real way, our senses are receivers. Our skin receives contact of touch. Our ear receives the vibrations from sound. Receiving, just receiving what's already here. What's obvious? Body sensation, sound, maybe a state of mind, a mood, or an emotion. That too we can be aware of. Or thoughts even flitting through, we might notice a thought just as a thought. Another object, another experience in this human system. Relax. are you aware? What is obvious in this moment? There's no need to choose an experience. Just take in whatever is most here. Maybe it's a broad experience like sitting and listening. Maybe it's a more specific experience like pressure or hearing or a breath. If you're noticing the attention shifting, if you're noticing one experience and then another, that's fine. Our minds know how to do that, so settling back, relaxing, and watching, being with this capacity our system has to know what's happening. With a light touch of remembering. Just enough effort to notice this. Whatever it is, body sensation, thought, sound, another body sensation, a breath. Just enough to be with this, and then the effort is remembering to do it again. Short moments of remembering and being with. And then another one. Relax. Receive whatever is obvious. The mind will lose touch with remembering. The mind will wander, get lost in thought, forget about mindfulness. That will happen. And equally, what will happen is that at some point, you'll remember. Mindfulness will return. Spontaneously, that's the only way it returns. It returns spontaneously. And then we recognize that we're aware again. Often in that moment, our habit is to emphasize that we've been lost, that we've not been mindful in the moments before. But what's actually happening right now is that we are mindful again. So connect with that. Awareness has returned. That moment of awareness returning is a great place to begin to get familiar with the experience of awareness. Aware again. And what's obvious in that moment? What's here in this moment? Often what's here in the moment following the mind wandering has been shaped by what the mind wandered into. If the mind wandered into a scenario of something we need to do or a conversation we had, there may be resonances left in the system as we become aware again of that thought. That's just what's here now. Open to that. There's nothing to get back to, no breath we have to connect with. What's here now as mindfulness returns? Maybe a little bit of tension or agitation, perhaps, if the thought had been agitating. That's just what's here now, just honoring what is here in the moment. Receiving that. Seeing what happens if you just receive that, as opposed to having some idea that it's a problem to have that resonance from a thought. It's just an experience. Sometimes when the mind wanders, and it maybe does this more often than we might think, sometimes when the mind wanders, it wanders into kind of a space of calm or settledness, and we've just lost awareness in that process. Sometimes as mindfulness returns, the conditions of what has happened while the mind is wandering is that the mind is more settled and at ease than it was before the mind wandered. If we are just curious about what's here in the moment as mindfulness returns, we can notice that. And it happens way more than you might think. It's just often obscured by the idea that it was a problem that the mind was wandering. So just curious when the mind returns from wandering, that moment when mindfulness arises again, there's mindfulness. What's here? Can curiosity of the human experience of this moment be what we aim for, what we orient towards? Curious, relaxed, receiving. From time to time, it can be helpful to be curious about how we are in relationship to what is happening. And there are the experiences, whatever's obvious. And often behind the scenes is a relationship to that obvious experience. A liking and not liking. And so just with whatever's happening right now, what's the relationship? Do you want something to happen? Do you want something to stop happening? Is there confusion? That too can be known. Oh, there's confusion happening right now. Or perhaps there is an okayness. No problem. Again, not much we need to do with this discovery except including it. It is now included as part of what is in the field. Aware of what is obvious. And just continuing. Remembering relaxation. Are you aware? What is happening? What is obvious?